The electric car has yet to hit the mainstream. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Pierre McDonough, professor of marketing at the University of Bath, delves into the steps to get electric vehicles into more driveways.
Imagine the first car produced in 1897 was electric, but it has taken us until 2015 to start thinking about mainstreaming electric vehicles again. Well, there's nothing as strange as fact. Over that time period, both petrol and diesel-powered vehicles usurped the EV, but now all that may be about to change. Today, electric mobility is lauded as one of the benefactors to VW's Dieselgate crisis. Our research with lead users of EVs documents their experiences, not from a rational consumer decision-making perspective, but more from an attempt to unpack the hedonistic relationship humans have with mobility in all its guises. And emotionality takes us back to the future of the horseless carriage. We're asking drivers of EVs to contact us and share their stories of how they've ended up driving an electric car, motorcycle, or other mode of transport. The research is motivated by the belief that mainstreaming will only occur if people really desire EVs as part of their material culture. And events from history are on our side to show how people loved and continue to love EVs. In order for consumers to fall in love with the vehicles, both the production and provisioning infrastructures for traveling need to mesh together seamlessly. Many countries like Norway, Ireland, parts of the UK and regions of the US are beginning to make this happen. Be careful though to jump to yell Eureka too soon. Yes, air quality will no doubt improve, but the jury is still out on the eco-credentials of any EV. Remember, fossil fuels are still being used to generate the majority of the grid's energy. And as of yet, we have not been presented with a compelling life cycle analysis for an EV. Time will tell if this sort of project almanac can correct the mobility formula to infinity and beyond.
That was Pierre McDonough of the University of Bath. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.